and you leave the door open. This insect flies in at night around the light, and it'll try to fly right into it and burn itself.
Oh, that's camouflies.
Any other names?
Well, most of the things, those camouflies or bird flies, any of those things fly right at the light.
What about the things that get in your closet and eat your clothes?
They're moths.
What is the thing that flies around? You see them out at night in the yard and their tails blink?
It's a lightning bug.
What is a long insect that's got a real skinny body? Got a hard little beak, and it's got two pairs of real shiny wings. And you see it around damp places. It kind of hovers around. And it eats mosquitoes.
You say, how you doing that?
Yeah, what would you call something like that? It's around damp places. It's an insect. It has two sets of wings. And some people say they eat mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
And a lot of people say that when you see one, it eats snakes nearby.
Oh, I know. He's got two colors, too. I don't know. We used to call them snake doctors because we hung around where snakes was at.
Mm-hmm. What about, all right, what are the insects? They're stinging insects. Any kind of animals around here, they'll just sting you.
Well, we have a wasp around here. Lake people say it was shipped here from Japan to kill some of the insects over here. He's a real small wasp. He's yellow. And if he sting you and your resistance is low, he'll kill you. We used to have a great big black wasp here. And then we have a yellow wasp here. We had a black wasp, we had a red wasp here. Mm-hmm. But since they got those things in here, they don't kill all them kind of wasps, I think, because you very seldom ever see a black wasp or a red wasp. Mm-hmm. But these little wasps here and there, they're much bigger than a mosquito. And your resistance is low, they kill you. They sting you. My wife can't be stung with nothing.
But that affect her that way?
It affects her that bad, wouldn't it? Dr. Children, I never get stung by a wasp no more.
What about the things that, they're stinging things that build a nest in the ground?
Well, those is what you call yellow jackets. And then they have another one called a hornet. He builds his nest up in a tree. Mm-hmm. And he has he's another bad baby. He has his nest up in a tree, but you don't see him going in but one way, and that's in the bottom. But if you touch it, you got a whole lot of little windows. He comes out.
That's a lot where he's at, huh?
He just had one way going in. But if you touch his nest, you got a whole lot of ways coming out.
What about there's small insects that burrow down in your skin and just make you itch like crazy?
That's a tick.
Alright. What about one that a lot of times my mother used to tell me you sit around on rocks? They will just eat you up.
Well, they got an ant gonna eat you up on rocks, and then they got this little tick. She pulled that little tick off of you, and you get his body and pull him off. He's down in your skin, and you leave his head down there, you got trouble. Break his neck and leave his head down there. So you got trouble in the air.
What about If you're out in the woods walking around or something, these things, you can't even see them. But you come home, you take your clothes off, and you just got bumps all over.
That's chiggles.
Right. Any other names for those?
I don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are the insects? Some of them are green, and some of them are brown. And they hop along in the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers.
Right. You ever heard people call them hoppergrass?